Happy anniversary, everyone. Happy anniversary. Today is the 28th anniversary of this church. Once a year, we remember how faithful God has been to this community. And we can see that in the great blessings of music from our children, our youth, our praise team, and our choir. God has blessed us so much. God has been with our children. God has been with our youth. God has been with our young adults. God has been with all of you. So on this anniversary, it is good to remember God and to give thanks. God has given us a word from the Gospel of Mark for us today that Miles so ably read. So today, on this Sunday, on this anniversary, let us hear what God has to say to us. The reading was taken from the Gospel of Mark. Mark is about the journey that Jesus essentially takes from Galilee down to Jerusalem. There's a map there. Galilee is up in the north. That's where much of Jesus' ministry took place initially. That's where he found his disciples. He did teachings and healings. And then he began a journey down to Jerusalem, which is down in Judea. So on that journey down to Jerusalem, he was teaching, he was healing. More and more people started following him as they heard about him. But his destination always was Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem, the cross. The passage today begins with Jesus and the crowd in Jericho. Jericho is the last stop before Jerusalem. So it was the final destination before where they're ultimately heading out. So the scene begins with Jesus, his disciples, and a large crowd that's getting ready to leave Jericho for the final destination. You can envision, it's like a movie scene, a large crowd. And they are leaving with this spirit of anticipation. This is how Mark describes it. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. There was excitement. There was fear. There was a buzz in the air. So we see the scene. But as they are departing, Mark kind of shifts the camera away from the crowd to the side of the road. And on the side of the road, we see Bartimaeus, a blind beggar. So the story shifts from this crowd going to Jerusalem to this man. Now, who was he? What was he doing there? We know nothing about this man except that he was a blind beggar. It means that he was utterly dependent on the mercy of others. He could not survive without the help of others. And he knew that he needed help. When he heard that Jesus was approaching, I guess he must have heard about Jesus. It stirred something deep within him. It made me wonder. You know, we hear that name, Jesus, all the time. When you hear that Jesus is near, what reaction does it stir in you? In Bartimaeus, it evoked something really deep, and this is what he cried out. Jesus! Son of David, have mercy on me. People tried to tell him to be quiet, but when they did that, he shouted even louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. Nothing could stop him. So Mark took this detour in this story about this journey to Jerusalem to tell us this story about Bartimaeus. Why did he do that? It was very intentional. Mark is trying to say something very important by inserting this story on the road to Jerusalem. Mark wanted to say something very important about discipleship. And this story illustrates the very heart of discipleship. And that heart is this statement: Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. In other words, Lord, help me. Help me, for I am unable to help myself. Help me, because I need you. That is the heart of discipleship. Recognizing that we need help is the beginning of discipleship. It's the cry that brings you into God's presence. Without a heart that desperately needs God, there is no faith. There is no discipleship. Jesus healed Bartimaeus, and that changed him. Instead of just being good now and going on his way, he followed Jesus on the way. That's what Mark says. Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him, followed Jesus on the way. Tradition says that he became a leader in the early church. His story became a powerful testimony to what Jesus had done. I mean, imagine the impact his testimony had. It became a powerful witness to what God does. And Bartimaeus, he would never forget what God had done for him. But my friends, the story of Bartimaeus is not only his story, it is ours as well. His testimony is our testimony. And what is that? I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I think it's kind of amazing that Mark didn't include any details about Bartimaeus' life. That's not the important thing. All of you have your own details of your own life, but our common testimony is the same. I was blind, but now I see. And I was lost, but now I'm found. The details of your story are all unique, but you are all here in this church today because of one simple fact. God has been with you when you needed him. That is it. God has been with you when you needed him. God has heard your cry. God has saved me. That is our testimony. Each of you are a powerful testimony to what God has done. Your very life on this earth and your existence, it's a powerful testimony to what God has done. Do you believe that? Do you believe that, my friends? Your very life is a powerful testimony to what God has done. I mean, what is the church? The church is an assembly of witnesses to what God has done in our lives. The story of Bartimaeus is our story. So whether you're new to this community or a veteran, you are a powerful witness to God's presence in your life. On this church anniversary, we remember what God has done for us. And every day, every week, I see the powerful witness of what God has done in all of your stories. A lot of you have been through many things, many challenges, overcoming doubts and insecurity, dealing with challenging situations, facing a lot of uncertainties, battling things like anxiety or depression, many worries. But God heard your cries. God has made you well. I mean, I know many of you are still struggling with challenges. You're still fragile and vulnerable. Yes, we are still broken, but we are filled with grace. And that grace has become our strength to carry on. Our own weakness has become the window for God's strength to shine through. So every week we come to church, we come to say, Lord, help me. And Lord, thank you. You know, on anniversaries, typically, you look back. You smile at the good memories. You know, you reflect on the challenges that you've had. You have gratitude. You should, at least, right? You renew your commitment. And you look forward to what lies ahead. On this anniversary, we remember God's mercy on us. You know, like Jesus' movement, I spoke a bit about this last week. It began with just Jesus, and then he called Simon, Andrew, James, and John. And with that, they started doing ministry, and then slowly that started to grow. In a similar way, this church began as a really small group of people. It was Reverend Kim and a small group, totaling, I think, not more than 40 people from babies to adults. Very small group. But they had a vision to create a good, healthy church. A church built on the Word. A church that would cultivate faith in the next generation. Over 28 years, many people have been touched by God in and through this community. I know that, just looking at a lot of your faces. God has touched you in and through this community. Many prayers have been prayed with the simple cry of, Lord, have mercy on me. Many prayers have been answered. God has been faithful to the people sitting in this sanctuary. At our Friday Bible study, I mentioned how our church is basically like a blue zone. Have you heard of that show, Secrets of the Blue Zone? Secrets of how people live to an old age? Because I was talking about the Wednesday Korean-speaking Bible study that we have. This past week, about like 80 people or so. Some of them are like 90 years old and above, and still taking the TTC to come to Bible study and find such meaning for their life. I mean, they are healthy because they are filled with God's Spirit. Amen? Amen. This church has given them meaning and anchor in their life. And in our own English-speaking ministry, we now have a whole generation that has been born and raised in this church. And we have our youth who have experienced God in powerful ways too through this community. Our children that we're singing and others, they're growing up so beautifully under the grace of God. And I know that God will be there for them when they too cry out to God to have mercy on them. No one knows what the future holds, whether it's for your life or for this church. Many uncertainties and challenges lie ahead. You know, being in ministry now, it is very hard to be a church and to do ministry in this day and age. But as we look back and see how faithful God has been, we are confident with faith as we look ahead. We may not know exactly how God will lead us, but the word today makes clear what our focus and direction is. Like the crowd following Jesus out of Jericho, we are all on our way to Jerusalem toward the cross. Yes, my friends, your journey of discipleship is a journey to the cross. So when hard times come, when you're filled with challenges and suffering, just know that you are on the path of following Jesus. He is with you, and you will be able to bear and endure your cross. God's Spirit is with you. That is our destination individually and as a church. That much is clear. But we do not just remain comfortable in the crowd. We don't just remain comfortable in our crowd, aloof to those who are on the side of the road. When Bartimaeus started crying out, the crowd was actually kind of annoyed with him, right? They told him to be quiet because he was interrupting their journey to Jerusalem. They wanted him to be quiet so they could just keep going on their way uninterrupted. But Jesus stopped. He listened and he called out for Bartimaeus. We are the presence of Jesus for those sitting in darkness by the road. We are called to hear the cries. We are called to be the presence of Jesus that stops and calls out to them. We are called to offer the Word of God that heals and makes one well. And we are called to invite them to join us in following Jesus on the way. Always, our cry is, Lord, have mercy on me. We are people who remember the mercy that God has had on us. We are always broken people who are led by the grace of God. We are a worshiping community that comes together every week in gratitude for God's grace. God has shown mercy to you. God has shown mercy to us. God will continue to do so. Happy anniversary to St. Timothy. May God lead us again for the year ahead.